This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Oh, it's a great day today in Trump land. Great day in Trump land. Great day in Root land. Not such a great day in Butt land, as in Mayor Pete Butthead. What a strange guy. The whole thing sounds like a scam cooked up by plants for Mayor Pete. They handed him Iowa on a silver platter. He knew last night that he won Iowa, when in fact the vote wasn't in and there was no vote. One of the most gigantic cluster pucks in the history of politics. They couldn't even count individual votes in Iowa, a little tiny state. The Democrats couldn't run it. Can you imagine if they managed health care? Can you imagine if grandma needs surgery? Can you imagine if grandma needs brain surgery? Can you imagine if Rush Limbaugh needs lung cancer surgery? What would happen with Democrats in charge? We want Rush to live. There's no way you'd get the surgery. They'd botch it. Or they'd blow it. Or you'd never, ever get it. Because socialists don't know how to run anything. Socialists can't run a Dairy Queen. I wouldn't let Obama run a neighborhood bodega. And that's who was running this thing. This is a great day for Republicans because it points out how dumb and incompetent Democrats really are. They can't run an Iowa caucus. They can't get a vote out. When they finally get it out, it turns out Mayor Pete won, huh? Didn't the polls show Sanders winning by a mile in Iowa? But smiling Mayor Pete won? They call him Mayor Cheat now. Mayor Pete is Mayor Cheat. Because the company that counted the votes on the app that screwed it all up is involved with Mayor Pete. Before I get to all that, I want to mention tonight is, of course, State of the Union night. And State of the Union night is a big, big night. It starts right when my show ends. My show ends at 9 o'clock East Coast time, 6 o'clock Central. I am just, time is eluding me today. My show ends at 9 o'clock East Coast time, 6 o'clock West Coast time, right here in Las Vegas. And at that moment, the State of the Union begins. And the great news is just a great day if you're a Republican. Because Democrats can't manage a caucus. The only two that did well were Bernie Sanders and Mayor Pete, two who are completely unelectable. There was this woman in Iowa who found out that Mayor Pete is gay and has a husband. What? I take my vote back. What? Mayor Pete is gay. Can you imagine how dumb you'd have to be to not know that Mayor Pete is gay at this point in time? And you voted for him and you didn't know he was gay. I mean, what do they feed people in Iowa? Is it a corn problem? Is it a, what do they call that disease where the beef was rotting your brain? Mad cow, is it mad cow disease in Iowa? Could you possibly be a Democrat awake with a brain that hasn't been eaten by a zombie and vote for Mayor Pete because he's a cute little mayor because you're a woman and you think he's straight, but he's gay and has a husband and you didn't know it. And when you find out, you take your vote back. Have you ever heard anybody that dumb? She must have that disease, mad cow disease, must. And meanwhile, what a great day for Republicans. President Trump hits all-time high in Gallup poll after surviving his impeachment, his sham scam artist impeachment by Democrats, impeaching him for nothing. And his economic numbers are 18 points higher than Obama, despite 95% negative coverage by the mainstream communist media for weeks and weeks and weeks of a lying, sham, scam impeachment. Trump hits an all-time high at Gallup polling this week, 49% approval in the poll, 63% approval on the Trump economy, 18 points higher than Obama at the same time of his presidency. It's all about the economy, stupid. Gallup reports 63% of Americans approve of the Trump economy. President Obama's high was 59% in that category, a mark that Obama reached during the early months of his very first term of the presidency. But per Gallup, Obama never topped 45% in economic approval rating after the year 2010. 45, 55, 65, yeah, 18 points. 18 points better than Obama. Wow. The last president above 63% economic approval was George W. Bush in the months after 9/11. We know where he eventually went, so that was just a very short period in George Bush's presidency. But Gallup has Trump at 49. Rasmussen has Trump at 48. And the Democrats can't run a caucus. And guess what? It doesn't really matter if they could run it or not. Nobody showed up. CNN admits poor voter turnout for Democrats and says there's an enthusiasm problem for Democrats in 2020. When CNN admits there's an enthusiasm problem, Nate Silver, analyst for CNN, who's never been right in his life about any of his polls, oh, they think this guy is so great. His crap doesn't stink. Well, let me tell you something. It stinks to high heaven. This guy got the last election all wrong. He thought that Hillary was a lock for the presidency. Some pollster. He's got that website, 538. So anyway, the writer for Nate Silver's 538 website, Harry Enten, said Tuesday, Democrats have an enthusiasm problem heading into the presidential election because the Democrat Iowa caucus turnout was disastrous. Disastrous. And the Republican turnout was monstrous. Record-setting. Record-setting. Here's another poll that'll make Democrats just hide under the covers, shaking, crying, weeping, calling their psychiatrist, begging for depression pills. A supermajority of Mexicans support the Mexican army blocking migrant caravans and using troops to guard the border as Trump's wall. Liberal activists derisively accuse him of building and paying for Trump's wall by putting Mexican troops on the border with Guatemala to stop the caravans. But a new poll shows a sharp increase of support, so now a supermajority of Mexicans are in favor of their president, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, in his efforts to secure Mexico's southern border. He sent National Guard forces to the border last month to stop caravans from crossing through Mexico to the United States and deport them to their own home countries. Poll shows a majority of Mexicans agree with the idea that Mexico is acting as Trump's wall, but that has not impacted the strong support for their president or his extraordinary actions against the caravan. 64% of Mexicans support closing Mexico's border to migrants. 73% support using troops to stop the flow of migrants. And their president's approval rating is 71%, even though he's become Trump's best friend. Unbelievable. So, great polls for President Trump in the middle of weeks of impeachment. Great polls for the president of Mexico who's working with Trump. CNN admits no one showed up. There's an enthusiasm problem in Iowa. Senator Collins announces she'll vote to acquit. Even though she's doing her best job to act like she's such a, you know, just a moderate, fair, and balanced senator. That's not your job. I'm going to quit, but then she blasts Trump. It's wrong for Trump to mention Biden on a call with Zelensky. The American public doesn't care, darling. Does not care, darling senator. But the Democrat caucus in Iowa is a disaster. Precinct heads told to take pictures of caucus results, text to a manager who will drive it to headquarters. You ever see the Hindenburg? Democrats blew up last night. Just blew up. And wait a minute, on MSNBC they're calling the Iowa caucus system the perfect example of systemic racism. MSNBC, oh, I love this. Democrats are eating their own. MSNBC political analyst Zerlina Maxwell said Tuesday on her network, MSNBC, that the Iowa caucus is the perfect example of systemic racism. The Iowa caucus is essentially the perfect example of systemic racism. 91% of the voters in Iowa are white. The reason why you see a drop in turnout, it could perhaps be that white children are not in cages. So, maybe that's because the white children were born in America, you nimskull, numbskull, nimwit. So when you're talking about the tangible pain, she says, that black and brown people are feeling, they feel a sense of urgency because their kids are being put in cages. No, black and brown children in America are not being put in cages. They're strangers, illegal aliens, with no right to enter America. And the moment they enter, we don't know if their parents is a kidnapping pedophile or a drug dealer, part of the drug cartels. Or a human trafficker, part of sex trafficking. So we separate children from parents who aren't parents in most cases. And who did the most of it? Obama, you numbskull, nimwit. She says, so if you have a 91% white electorate, that sense of urgency may not be reflected in the turnout numbers. That's the excuse they're giving. Why no one's turning out. It could be because Trump's been acquitted forever. Forever. Trump compares Democrats' Iowa caucus failure to Obama's healthcare.gov disaster. Wow, I love that. Monday's Iowa caucus is an unmitigated disaster and proof of Democrats' incompetence similar to their disastrous healthcare.gov website, President Trump declared Tuesday. And this has potentially delegitimized the results. Do you really believe Mayor Pete Butthead won? Really? You don't think they stole it from Bernie again with a company attached to Mayor Pete and a company attached to Hillary Clinton and Obama? You don't think they stole it from Bernie again? Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free. 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000. $1,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org. Wayne Root. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Oh, what a great day to be a Republican. First of all, Lee Elsie, thank you for opening the show. Great job, as always. You are A-plus in my eyes, A-plus-plus-plus. Great radio host. And, by the way, we get, I swear to you, the number one market in the country for me is Las Vegas. Because this is, you know, my adopted hometown, and we have the show that dominates Afternoon Drive. And so when it comes to emails, when it comes to donations to my Root Wall, when it comes to texts, when it comes to phone calls, when it comes to obsessive fans, Vegas is number one in the country, even though it's not a big city. It's my city. I own Vegas! But number two in the country is Connecticut because of Lee Elsie and all of his stations out there. They are fabulous. And we must have built one hell of a following because I get more emails and more donations to my Root Wall and more contacts in general from Connecticut than any other place in the country besides Las Vegas. And I'll be willing to bet you number three is going to wind up being Chicago. As soon as we get up in Chicago, you know, people think Chicago is such a blue area and Illinois is such a blue state. It's just like California is a blue state, but there's more conservatives in California and more Republican donors than all the other states combined. You know, you find more Republican support in California than any other state. It just so happens there's twice as many Democrats. So there's lots of Republicans in Chicago, just like Connecticut is a really blue state, but we have such a listenership in Connecticut and Long Island. It's unbelievable. So, and New York, of course, a blue state, Long Island part of New York. So it just goes to show you there's lots of Republicans trapped behind enemy lines. Lots of red Republicans trapped in enemy territory in blue states. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I don't need to say very much about them, right? Anyone who's listened to the show more than one time knows I love them. It's not health insurance. It's better than health insurance. Starts as low as $199 per month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I've seen $72,000 in premiums since I joined 4 years ago. How's that for a number? $72,000. I have an extra $72,000 because of Liberty HealthShare. And when I got kidney stones, they paid the entire $27,000 hospital bill, plus the doctor, plus the surgeon, plus the anesthesiologist, all paid. I never got a bill, never saw a bill from any of them. I did see the hospital $27,000 bill. And what would my Yiddish grandmother say? I almost lost. But they paid the whole bills. So it didn't matter. For more information, you got to check them out. If you're listening to my voice and you're not checking out Liberty HealthShare as an alternative to your health insurance, you're a fool. You're just not smart. It's smart to check it out. I didn't say you have to join. I said check it out. 855-58-LIBERTY. You'd be sinful to not see if they can give you a better deal than you're getting with health insurance. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. The Democrat caucus in Iowa last night was like the freaking Hindenburg. Were you there last night? Listen.
It bursts into flames. Get it started. It's rising terrible. Oh my, get out of the way, please. It's burning, bursting into flames, and it's falling on the morning fast, and all the folks between the this is
Mayor
terrible.
Pete's
this
on
is
fire.
The worst
Mayor Pete's
in the
on
world.
Fire.
And
enough.
It's flashing, running, oh, 400 or 500 feet into the sky. It's a terrific crash, ladies and gentlemen. The smoke and the flames now, and the flame is rising to the ground. Not quite to the mooring mast. All the humanity and all the planets is speeding around it. I can't talk, ladies and gentlemen.
Iowa, the humanity of it all, the humanity. The big winner in Iowa, President Trump and the American people. Maybe they used Hillary's old server to conduct the voting. Maybe they used the DNC. Who was that guy who got murdered? Seth Rich. Must have been Seth Rich's spirit in charge. He's laughing at them all. And meanwhile, one more piece of news. How much time we have left, Chris? All right, so President Trump to award Rush Limbaugh with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian award in the United States. And he deserves it. Rush Limbaugh made the announcement yesterday. He has advanced stage lung cancer. He's done more for the conservative movement than any human being in the world. He did more for the conservative movement than Reagan. He did more for the conservative movement than Trump. Because none of them get elected without Rush Limbaugh at conservative talk radio. And yeah, there's a lot of great conservative talk radio hosts. Yours truly. Not bad. But I'm here because of Rush. We're all inspired by Rush. He blazed the way, blazed the path for all of us. In any case, he's getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian award in the United States of America. He has done more for conservatives than anybody ever. Trump informed anchors in an informal get-together. Anchors as in reporter anchors. He will bestow Limbaugh with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He's been a staunch ally of Trump's. He once dined with him at his Palm Beach golf club, Mar-a-Lago. He plays golf with him all the time. Trump praised Limbaugh as someone who could speak for 3 hours without a phone call. Excuse me, Mr. Trump. So can Wade Root, but that's okay. Rush Limbaugh is the greatest ever. Love you, Rush.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Partial results show Mayor Pete leading Bernie Sanders in the Iowa Democratic caucuses. Senator Elizabeth Warren is in third place and former Vice President Joe Biden in fourth. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins says she's going to vote to acquit President Trump in the Senate impeachment trial. Speaking on the House floor on Tuesday, she says it was improper for the president to mention investigating a political rival on a phone call with a foreign leader. Collins also says,
"This decision is not about whether you like or dislike this president, or agree with or oppose his policies."
President Trump putting the finishing touches on his State of the Union address. The speech is set to highlight the president's accomplishments. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, the tweet of the year, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Earlier today, said, after much deliberation, I've decided I will not use my presence at a state ceremony to normalize Trump's lawless conduct and subversion of the Constitution. None of this is normal, and I will not legitimize it. Consequently, I will not be attending the State of the Union. Do you know what that really means? Let me translate for you. Nancy Pelosi told me to either behave myself, or she's going to put me in the corner with a dunce hat in front of the entire United States Congress, and I'm never going to be allowed to speak again in Congress. And so I'd rather not even show up, because I'm not a big girl, I don't have big girl's pants, and I'm just scared to death of what Nancy Pelosi's going to do to me. So even though I'm bought and paid for by George Soros, I think I'll stay away from this event and go home and play little games with the little communists in the neighborhood. AOC will not be attending the event because she doesn't like Trump's behavior. That's funny. A communist calling a capitalist someone who is subverting the Constitution. Hilarious. Unbelievable. Real Water, the sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way. Negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. And I told my friends Brent and Amy Jones, owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special deal on Real Water, and they all agreed. It's amazing. I don't drink anything but Real Water. I even take it with me to my restaurants. I take the concentrate with me. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon.com. Go to your Prime account, search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle. It says Real Water. Add it to your cart. And when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Just put in 10 WAR, as in the number 10, no space, and then WAR, W-A-R, all caps. That's the number 10, WAR, all caps. You'll receive a 10% discount. Real Water will then be conveniently delivered right to your door. Doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me. You will taste and feel the difference. Okay, we've got our guest here. It's Wayne Allen Root, is me, and the guest is James Herson. It's the Root and Herson Half Hour. New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment industry. Nothing could be more entertaining than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez not showing up for the State of the Union because she's a little huffy fight. Oh, I'm not going to come because I'm not the star. I will not appear. It's hilarious, James, isn't it?
No, it's squeaky. You know, it makes me think more and more of that film, Idiocracy. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie, but it's become a cult favorite because it's about a future where people have gotten dumber and dumber to the point where someone from our time ends up going through a time machine into the future and is heralded as the smartest person in the world. And it's, you know, because Ocasio-Cortez fits with the party of the Iowa caucuses. Somebody that just can't do anything right. It's just so classless for a person that is elected to a House seat to not show up for this tradition that we've had as long as we've been Americans. And she's not the only one. Steve Cohen, the chicken eater, the guy who ate chicken, tried to, he brought in, what did he bring in, Colonel Sanders? He announced he's not going to show up. I think there's going to be a number of no-shows. Good riddance. I mean, really, if the House managers don't show up, I think it would be a good thing. I know the president is going to reference Rush Limbaugh at the State of the Union, I believe.
Well, he invited Rush. I wonder if Rush might be there, you know?
I was hoping that Rush will be there. I think it would be good for the State of the Union, good for the country, and good for Rush in his fight if he were there. So that'd be great.
All right, look, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. There's so much to talk about. I don't know how to keep up with it all, but I'm going to start, before I get to the Iowa caucus, with James Herson. And by the way, his website's jamesherson.com, James, H-I-R-S-E-N, Herson.com. We have him every Tuesday afternoon. He's fantastic. My audience loves him. I love him, think he's the greatest, because we all like his angle on things. And we love Hollywood, right? I'd love to hear about what idiots Hollywood is. So this one I'm going to open up with. It's not that important, but to me it is, because I'm a big fan of Ray Donovan. I watch it all the time. Was Ray Donovan highly rated? Because I know John Voight came out and said great things about Trump and Netanyahu and the Israeli peace plan, and then Showtime canceled his show, Ray Donovan. Did they cancel a show that was high rated and they did it just because he's a liberal? Or did they cancel a low-rated show so it makes sense?
You know, it has been on for seven seasons.
Right.
It was super successful. This is a show that's on Showtime, so it doesn't go according to the normal, you know, ratings. I mean, they can bring shows in and out whatever they want because they're getting those subscription fees. But there's no logical reason to end a series after seven
successful years.
And in their statement, Showtime said, "We're proud it ended amid such strong viewership." So you got to wonder, okay, in Hollywood, we're in the entertainment business where Trump is so detested and vilified, is John Voight being such an outspoken supporter of Trump, Trump having just given him an award, he had been making videos and making appearances, meaning Voight, to defend the president throughout the impeachment farce. And so I'm very suspicious that Showtime may, you know, that decision. We're talking about CBS is the parent company of Showtime. CBS is merging with Viacom. It stinks. It reminds me of the inexplicable cancellation of Last Man Standing by ABC when it was getting the best ratings of any sitcom in their lineup. It was the best on Friday night, and they let that thing go, and the Fox network picked them up and did very well. And so it reminds me of that. So it's but there's other people. Liv Schreiber is the star.
Yes, he is.
That show. And, you know, he would be punished as well. But these people, unfortunately, I don't know the executives that made this call, so I can't say for sure, but there's no logical business reason. It doesn't make business sense. And it's also a blow to the producers because a seven-season show has more difficulty for the big bucks getting syndicated. That's where the big money is in television. And, you know, getting eight or nine seasons in makes it easier to sell it as a syndicated show. And so that's another thing that doesn't make sense. So if something doesn't make business sense, then you have to look for another reason.
All right, and I don't know how tuned in you are to what's been happening in Iowa, but I'd imagine you know that the DNC shadow app that imploded, that proves what failures liberals are and socialists are, is the founder of it is a Mayor Pete supporter, and the app crashed, and now all of a sudden Pete is ahead of Bernie. Doesn't that smell to you like fraud and all over the internet? It's trending Mayor Cheat instead of Mayor Pete. Doesn't that sound like fraud to you? That it's Pete is tied in with the app's founder and he happened to win when no poll showed him winning?
Yeah, no, I mean, look, something is really suspicious there. And there's a such an irony, okay, because here are the Democrats going after the President of the United States, now the second time, claiming improper electioneering, election meddling. And here are the Democrats, for the second time, actually engaging in election meddling. It sure appears that way. And the interesting thing is the party leadership in Iowa that takes orders from the National Democrat Party does this thing where they release 60% of the data, and it's unclear what data is being held back, although they're analyzing that now. But that's like, you know, if the people who run Iowa ran the Super Bowl, they'd stop the game when it was 60% of the time it passed. And they say, well, that's the score now, because meaningless.
Well, so explain to me. Is this a final score with Buttigieg winning? Is it a final score or is it not? Is this a 60% number? I don't get it.
No, it can't. It can't be. As a matter of fact, the Biden camp, which Biden did very poorly, he got 15% of the vote. He came in fourth. Remember Howard Dean lost Iowa when he did that speech where he ended with "Yeehaw!" And it ended his career. That if this were the final, that would be something that Biden would be doing. But the Biden camp was hiring lawyers. They were going to go into court and seek an injunction not to let the results be released. Now, they knew they had done poorly, but probably didn't know they did that poorly. But releasing 60% to me is meaningless. There's no election that would ever be decided that way. And according to at least one report, that it's Buttigieg, that number that places him on top is the number of delegates.
Not so popular votes.
Right. So Bernie has won the popular vote. So it's, again, the Bernie people are, and this all plays in the hands of the president, because the Bernie people, some of them voted for Trump last time, and they're going to be so mad that if Bernie gets cheated out of his position, which he already has with Iowa, because he couldn't trump it being in the lead in New Hampshire, some of those are going to vote for Trump. And then Trump has this wonderful line: if the Democrats can't handle running an Iowa caucus, how in the world can they run the country?
Right. And I got the numbers here, by the way. Mayor Pete is in first place with 27%. Bernie Sanders second with 25%. Elizabeth Warren third with 18%. Joe Biden laughingly in fourth with 15%. And Amy Klobuchar almost caught up to Joe Biden. She's in fifth with 12.6%. So Joe Biden's an also-ran according to this poll. Now, who knows whether this is pure fraud and the winner is Mayor Cheat. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Roof. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, for the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful mint state, 63, $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war sent ya.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Trump compares Dems' Iowa caucus failure to Obama's healthcare gov disaster. He says it shows Democrats can't run the country, and of course, they can't. He says nothing works just like when the Dems ran the country with Obama. He's right. It reminds him of the rollout of Obamacare and that stupid website. Before I get back to my esteemed guest, James Hurston, I want to mention Root for the Wall Pack is the sponsor of this show. We've been getting great response lately. It must take time for people to hear it again and again and again. It's all about repetition on radio. But I formed the Root for the Wall Pack to raise the money for Trump's wall. And we've been getting so many donations from all of you on the radio lately that I didn't have the first 2 months. It's kind of amazing. This is month number three. I've been advertising it. And so rootwall.com. Go to rootwall.com. Make a donation. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. You're part of the Root for the Wall Army and Trump's Army. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Take all the credit cards there. We will build this wall together. 844-ROOT-WALL or rootwall.com, sponsor of this show. And then I have to do that disclaimer according to FEC rules. Root for the Wall Pack, paid for, is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com. All right, so we're back with James Hurston. James, welcome back.
Oh, good to continue our conversation.
So tell me about the halftime show, Super Bowl halftime show. I watched it with my own eyes, and look, I'm a Jew to Christ as my Savior, so I'm a Jew. I'm a Christian, I guess you'd say, as well, and I love God, and it was a little bit raunchy. It was a little bit in your face what kind of body parts they were showing everyone. It was a little bit coochie-coo. It was, what was her name, sticking her tongue out at everybody. Shakira sticking her tongue out at everybody, and Jennifer Lopez showing her you-know-what. There were a lot of things about it that were a little bit raunchy, a little too raunchy, but I'm also a guy, and guys watch football, and guys were watching the NFL, so I understand that guys like sexy women showing some skin, so really that didn't bother me. What bothered me is that it was too foreign. It wasn't American. They were singing in Spanish. Everything they did reminded me of that should have been the halftime show for the soccer championship in Mexico City. It wasn't American. That's my problem with it, so I want to see what your problem was, what you thought about it.
Look, the Super Bowl is on. The kickoff is at 3:30 in the afternoon. This is a time where it's a national holiday. People barbecue and cook things up, and they have their kids in the room. And that was a bad strip show or softcore porn or whatever it is. You know, they're wearing leather thongs, and they have these camera shots going up. You know, I mean, yeah, I know, I'm a guy. I went through puberty about four times watching that thing. But if you have kids and your kids are in the room, you got to take them out of the room, blind their eyes. And J-Lo doesn't have to do that. She's too big a star. And you're right, she doesn't have to pander to the left. And she did, because she also...
kids in cages.
Yeah, kids in cages. And she made a statement about how, you know, she's not for the wall, and people who are for the wall are not part of America.
When did she make that statement? Not during her performance. What do you mean?
No. After her performance.
Really? I didn't know that.
It, according to, you know, NBC News and BuzzFeed, she was talking about feminism, you know, which is okay, you know, empowering the girls. But she said this, quote, "Other people can try to build walls and keep us out or put us in cages, but we're proud to recognize that all of us together."
But meanwhile, she's saying she's representing country. She's representing women and feminism and single mothers, and she looks like a stripper letting it all hang out, letting guys go, ooh, ooh, throw me a dollar. That's what it looked like to me. Her and Shakira were strippers.
Exactly. That's what they were. And either that or hookers. You know, I mean, it's the oldest profession. As a matter of fact, isn't there an association there in Vegas where it's legal? I would think they'd file a lawsuit and say, look, you've stolen our outfit. You've stolen our gig. Anyway, I think it's sad because football's an all-American activity. Yeah, guys love it. But it's families get together and watch those teams. And lots of kids
James,
play Pop Warner.
But, James, what do you think about my thing, that it was a foreign event? In other words, they were not representing America.
Oh, yeah.
She was representing Puerto Rico, not America.
Yeah, no question about it. And that thing with the tongue and that sound, that Middle Eastern sound, is because Shakira, I don't know if she's half Lebanese, she's part Middle Eastern. And so she wanted to tout that. Yeah, everything was geared toward the world and not towards an all-American activity, which is the Super Bowl is pure Americana.
Yeah.
We need to have...
Well, it isn't, obviously. It isn't, because the halftime show is pure anti-Americana. The halftime show is in Spanish. Am I missing something?
Right.
Matter of fact, there were ads in Vegas that day. I don't know, but I don't remember if it was during the Super Bowl, but there were ads that day on local Vegas TV for Elizabeth Warren for president. The entire ad is in Spanish. That is the biggest insult to me and you, James, I've ever heard in my entire life. I grew up in America. I speak English. I don't want to hear your damn ad in Spanish. Go to Mexico if you want to do ads in Spanish.
Next year, let's get Roger Goodell to bring in Charlie Daniels and John Rich. That will be okay.
There you go. All right. James Hurston. His website, jameshurston.com, H-I-R-S-E-N. Thank you, James.
All right. Thank you. Have a great show.
And we'll be right back with Newsmax TV.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.